All right, welcome back everyone for another deep dive. Today we're tackling digital marketing, but with a twist.
A twist?
Yeah, we're zeroing in on home service providers this time. We got a ton of great material from you guys, including, oh, this one was really interesting, Digital Marketing Strategies for Home Service Providers by Janice Ramos.
Oh, yeah, it's Janice Ramos. She's great.
Now, even if you're, you know, not running a plumbing company or, you know, fixing roofs, stick with us. This stuff, it's gold. I mean, for any local business, really.
That's so true. You know what's fascinating to me about home service businesses?
What's that?
They're so, so tied to their local community. Like, they're not selling something you can just ship across the country, right?
Yeah.
It's all about those nearby customers.
Makes total sense. So the digital marketing basics, they still apply, but you got to tailor it, right, for that local crowd.
You got it. And Janice, she really hammers this point home. A website, it's not just some online brochure anymore. For these businesses, it's got to be like a lead generating machine. Think about it. You need a plumber. Like right now, what do?
Grab my phone, start searching. Every time.
Exactly. So having that website work perfectly on phones, that's crucial.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Janice calls it responsive design. Basically, the website, it just adjusts, looks great on any device. Phone, tablet, computer, doesn't matter.
Because if I land on a site and I'm like pinching and zooming just to read,
yeah,
I'm out of there.
Gone. Straight to the competitor. And speaking of things that make people leave, site speed. Man, that's huge.
Ugh, yeah. I'm guilty of that. If a site takes forever, I'm like, nope.
We all are. It's instant gratification these days. Few seconds, too slow, they're gone.
Makes sense. User experience, got to be smooth.
Smooth as butter.
Okay, so we got the website looking good. It's fast, mobile friendly. But how do these businesses actually get found by the right people?
Ah, the million-dollar question. This is where local SEO comes in.
Local SEO. I hear that all the time. But honestly, sometimes I'm like, what does that even mean?
I get it. It can sound kind of jargony. Think of it this way. You need a plumber, right? You don't just search plumber.
No, no. I'd search, like, plumber in my city or plumber near me.
Bingo! Local SEO is making sure your business pops up when someone searches like that. Those location-specific searches.
So it's not enough to just have the website. It's got to be visible to the right people in the right spot.
Absolutely. And for that, one of the most powerful tools, Google My Business.
Google My Business. Yeah, yeah.
Think of it like your storefront, but on Google Maps. Got to be accurate, complete, engaging, the whole nine yards.
Okay, so it's not just claiming it. You got to put in the work, huh?
Oh, for sure. All about the details. Name, address, phone number, that stuff has got to be consistent everywhere.
Across the board.
Photos, good ones. Show off what you do, who you are, reviews, people trust reviews, and keep it updated.
New services, special offers, that kind of thing.
You got it. It's often the very first impression, you know, that Google My Business.
It's like the digital handshake.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And local SEO, it goes even further. Janice, she talks about local citations too.
Local citations, now that's a new one for me.
Basically, it's making sure your business info is listed and consistent across all these online directories. Yelp, Angie's List, you name it. Even your Chamber of Commerce site.
So if it's different on different sites, that's bad.
Can be. Google and those search engines, they use these citations to, like, verify you. If the info's all over the place, that's a red flag. Hurts your ranking.
Gotcha. Consistency is key. So, website's good. Local SEO's on point. What's next in our digital marketing toolkit?
Let's talk about some firepower. Paid advertising. Specifically, PPC. Pay-per-click.
PPC. Yeah, I've heard of that, but isn't it, like, really expensive?
It can be, but it doesn't have to be. Platforms like Google Ads, you set a budget, you only pay when someone actually clicks.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the cool part for these home services folks, you can target those ads super specifically. Keywords. Imagine someone's got a burst pipe, they search emergency plumber near me.
Boom. You're right there.
Exactly. With the right PPC campaign, you're the first thing they see.
Powerful stuff. But imagine there's a bit of a learning curve to get good at that.
There is. But Janice, she makes it clear. It's not just throwing money at ads. It's strategy. Keyword research, writing good ad copy, constantly tweaking things.
So it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Nope. Needs attention. Gotta be optimized. But the beauty of all this digital stuff, you can track it all.
See what's working, what's not.
Exactly. How many clicks, what keywords are bringing people in, and are those clicks turning into actual customers? You get that data.
That's huge. No more guessing games?
Data-driven decisions. That's the name of the game.
Okay, so websites, local SEO, paid ads. Janice also talks about content marketing, which I gotta admit, I don't quite see how that fits for like plumbers and electricians.
It might seem a little counterintuitive at first,
Yeah.
right? But trust me, it's powerful stuff.
All right, help me out here.
Well,
Why would a plumber need content marketing?
put yourself in the homeowner's shoes. Middle of winter, furnace goes kaput. You're online, panicking, searching for
I've
answers.
been there.
Then you find this blog post from a local HVAC company, title, How to Troubleshoot Common Furnace Problems.
Okay, I can see how that'd be useful in that moment.
Right. Suddenly, that company, they're not just some random HVAC place. They're the experts. You trust them.
Even if I don't fix it myself, I'm calling them when I need help.
Exactly. It's not just selling, it's building that trust, being the go-to resource.
I like that. And Janice even gave an example of a blog post title that would totally grab people. How to choose the right HVAC system for your home. People search that all the time.
For sure. You're answering their questions before they even ask them. And those how-to guides, they don't just build trust.
They also help your website rank higher.
Win-win. Value for the customer, boost for you.
I'm starting to see the light here. And one more thing, those customer testimonials. Those are gold, right?
Oh, huge. Social proof. Anyone can say they're the best. But when you see real people saying, this company saved the day, that's powerful.
Like a friend recommending them makes all the difference.
Exactly. Okay, so we've got websites, SEO, content, can't forget social media. That's a beast of its own.
It can be. And so time-consuming. How do these businesses know where to even focus?
Janice, she recommends starting simple. Where's your audience hanging out? For these guys, it's often Facebook, Instagram, maybe LinkedIn too.
So it's not about being on every platform. It's about being where your customers are.
Exactly. And it's not just posting randomly, it's engaging with people, building those relationships.
What kind of stuff works best on social media for, plumbers and electricians and such?
Depends on the platform. Facebook, good for sharing those blog posts we talked about, running contests, that kind of thing. Instagram, it's visual, show off your work, behind the scenes stuff.
And Janice is big on consistency, staying top of mind.
Can't just pop up once a month. You got to keep showing up, reminding people you're there.
Makes sense,
Yeah.
but not the same thing over and over, right?
Right. Mix it up, keep it interesting. And hey, don't forget about paid ads on social media too.
Paid ads, like on Facebook and Instagram?
Yep. Just like Google Ads, you can target those based on demographics, interests, even location.
So you're getting in front of the right eyeballs.
Exactly. But social media, it's just one piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
Got to have the whole strategy working together.
Right. So we've got the website, the SEO, the content, the social media game. But there's one thing we haven't talked much about, and Janice brings it up. Email marketing.
Email marketing. Some folks think it's a dinosaur, but it's still alive and kicking.
I actually still love a good e-miss newsletter. So, why is it so valuable for home service businesses?
Think about it. Someone visits your website, fills out that contact form for a quote.
They're interested, but not ready to commit yet.
You get their email, you add them to your list. Now you can send them useful stuff, tips, checklists, seasonal reminders.
Staying on their radar, even if they don't hire you right away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can segment that email list too.
What do you mean, segment?
You divide it up based on like what people are interested in. So someone who wants energy efficient upgrades, they get different emails than someone who just needs a quick repair.
So you're sending the right message to the right people.
Personalized makes it way more effective. And the best part, automation.
Automation. Oh, yeah. Make it all happen on autopilot.
Well, almost. You still got to write the emails, make sure they're good, but you can set up sequences. Someone signs up, boom, welcome email series.
Takes the guesswork out of it.
Exactly. You can do that for quote requests, follow-ups, anything you can think of.
Email marketing, who knew it was still so powerful? Okay, we've covered a ton here. Websites, SEO, ads, content, social media, now email.
It's a lot, I know.
It is. And Janice really emphasizes this data-driven approach. But all that data, it can be a bit overwhelming, to be honest.
It can be, but remember, data's your friend. It helps you cut through the noise and see what's really going on.
So instead of just guessing, you're making decisions based on hard numbers.
Exactly. And Janice mentions tools like Google Analytics and SEMrush.
Those are those platforms that track all the website stuff, right?
Yeah, they can seem a bit intimidating at first, but they're gold mines of information.
All right, so for someone who's not a tech wizard, where do you even begin with all that?
Start with the basics. What are your goals? What do you want to achieve? Then look at the metrics that matter.
For these home service providers, that'd be things like how many people are visiting their website, how many are requesting quotes.
Right. Leads, conversions, Are those clicks turning into paying customers? That's what you want to track.
So you're using the data to see if your efforts are actually paying off.
Exactly. And if they're not, you can adjust, try something else. It's all about constant improvement.
And Janice mentions this thing called A/B testing too. What's that all about?
A/B testing, it's basically like running a little experiment. You have two versions of something, like a headline or a button on your website.
And you see which one does better?
Exactly. Tools like Google Optimize, they make it really easy to do this. You just let the data tell you what works best.
So you're not just throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Right. You're being strategic, letting the numbers guide you, and that's what helps you stand out in this digital world.
It's all starting to click now.
Good, good. Digital marketing, it's not a one-time thing. It's constantly learning, adapting, and refining your approach based on the data.
That makes sense. So it's all about staying curious, staying flexible.
Absolutely. And that's what we'll dive into next time, how to keep that momentum going. You know, we've been talking a lot about data and numbers, which is super important.
Yeah.
But we can't forget about the human side of things, right? Yeah. Especially for these home service businesses. Building trust, that's huge.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's one thing to buy like a pair of shoes online.
Right.
But having someone come into your home to like fix your plumbing, that's a whole different level of trust.
Exactly. You're not just buying a product. You're inviting someone into your space, your home. It's got to be someone you feel good about.
So it's not just about like showcasing your services. It's about really showing your expertise, building that, what do they call it? The know, like, and trust factor.
Yeah, that's it. And that's where content marketing can really shine. When you're consistently putting out good info, answering questions, you know, addressing those concerns people have.
Through blog posts, those how-to guides, videos, all that stuff.
Exactly. You become the trusted advisor. Think about it. If you've got a leaky faucet, who are you going to call? The plumber with the helpful blog post or the one with just a basic website?
The one with the blog post, for sure. Makes them seem like they actually care about helping people, not just taking my money.
Right. It's about building that relationship, showing you know what you're talking about. And don't forget those testimonials, those case studies.
Oh, those are so powerful. It's like having a friend recommend someone. If someone I trust says, this electrician is amazing, I'm way more likely to call them.
It's social proof. Showing potential customers that you've delivered the goods before. Reviews, testimonials, that's like digital word of mouth marketing.
And speaking of connecting with people, social media, right? That's a big one.
It is, but it can be a lot to handle.
It can. So many platforms, so much to do. Where do you even start?
Janice, she always says, start with your audience. Where are they hanging out online? For home services, it's often Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn can be good too, surprisingly.
So it's not about being on everything. It's about being where your customers are. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is Janice doesn't just say, you know, post random stuff about your business.
Oh, no, it's got to be strategic.
It's about using social media to really engage with people, build those relationships, even showcase your company culture a little bit.
Exactly. You're telling your story, showing the human side of your business. Imagine a plumbing company posting a video of them, like tackling this crazy, complicated repair.
I'd watch that. Yeah. Shows their expertise, but also their personality.
Right? It's got to be interesting, entertaining, not just salesy all the time.
Which reminds me, we haven't talked much about email marketing. I know some people think it's old school, but I still find myself signing up for those newsletters from businesses I like.
You and me both. Email marketing, it's still a powerhouse. It's a great way to stay in touch with people, build those relationships over time.
So it's not just about sending out those like mass promotional emails. It's got to be more targeted.
Targeted and valuable. Janice talks about segmenting your email list.
Segmenting? What's that?
Dividing your list up based on what people are interested in. So folks who want energy efficient upgrades, they get different emails than someone who just needs a quick fix.
Makes it more relevant for everyone.
Exactly. No one wants to be bombarded with stuff they don't care about. And speaking of making things easier, email automation is a lifesaver.
Automation. Set it and forget it, right?
Well, kind of. You still got to write the emails, make sure they're good. But you can set up these sequences. Someone signs up, boom, welcome email series, no effort on your part.
That's amazing. You can do that for all sorts of things.
Follow-ups after someone requests a quote, reminders about seasonal maintenance, you name it.
Email marketing. It's like having a little helper working behind the scenes for you. Speaking of behind the scenes, we haven't really dug into the data side of things that much. I know Janice is big on that data-driven approach, but all those numbers and metrics, it makes my head spin a little.
I get it. It can seem like a lot. But think of data as your friend, not your enemy.
My friend.
It helps you see what's actually working, what's not. No more guessing games.
So you're using the data to make smarter decisions about your marketing.
Exactly. And there are great tools out there to help you do it. Google Analytics is a big one.
Yeah, Google Analytics. That tracks all the website stuff, right?
Well, website traffic, where people are clicking, how long they're staying on each page, all that good stuff.
Okay, so for someone who's not, like, a data scientist, where do you even start with Google Analytics? It can seem a bit intimidating.
Don't overthink it. Start with the basics. What are you trying to achieve? Then focus on the metrics that matter most for your business.
For these home service businesses, that'd be things like, how many people are visiting their website? How many are requesting quotes, right?
Exactly. Are those clicks turning into actual paying customers? That's the key.
So you're using the data to see if your marketing is actually bringing in business.
That's the goal. And if it's not, you adjust, you try something new. Data helps you make those decisions.
And Janice talks about this thing called A/B testing, too. What is that exactly?
A/B testing, it's basically like running a little experiment. You have two versions of something, maybe a headline for a blog post, or the button people click to request a quote.
You see which one does better.
Yep. There are tools, Google Optimize is one, that make it super easy to set up these tests. Let the data tell you what works best.
So no more guessing games. You're letting the numbers guide you.
Exactly. And that's how you get ahead in this digital world. You're constantly learning, adapting, refining your approach.
Makes sense. So it's all about being flexible, staying curious.
Absolutely. And that's what we'll talk about more next time. How to keep that momentum going and stay ahead of the curve in this ever-changing digital world.
Wow. We've really covered a lot in this deep dive. Websites, local SEO, paid advertising, content marketing, social media, email marketing. It's a whole world out there.
It is. But one thing that really sticks out to me from all this, and Janice really hammers this home, is the data. The data-driven decisions, that's what makes digital marketing so powerful.
Yeah, you're not just throwing things out there and hoping for the best. You're actually tracking, measuring, seeing what's working.
Exactly. And that's crucial for these home service businesses, especially because they're often so busy running the day-to-day. They need to know their marketing is actually paying off.
It's about getting that return on investment. Right.
Yeah.
Not just spending money for the sake of it.
Right. And it's not just about vanity metrics like how many followers you have on social media. It's about the stuff that really matters. Leads, conversions, actual paying customers.
So connecting those digital marketing efforts to real business results, that's where the magic happens. But, you know, for those home service providers out there who are still kind of hesitant to jump into this whole digital marketing thing, what would you say is the most compelling reason to take that leap?
I would say it's the ability to reach the right people at the right time with the right message. Think about it. Traditional marketing, like print ads, yellow pages, that's like casting a wide net. You're hoping to catch a few fish, but you're also catching a lot of stuff you don't want.
Makes sense. With digital marketing, you're being way more targeted.
Exactly. It's like using a spear instead of a net. You know exactly what you're going after. And with digital marketing, you can target people who are actually searching for what you offer.
People who are already interested.
Exactly. And you're meeting them where they're already spending their time online. You understand their needs, their pain points, and you can create campaigns that speak directly to them.
It's about being relevant, being helpful. And you know, we've talked a lot about strategy and tactics, but something else Janice brings up, and I think this is so important, is the human element of all this.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just about algorithms and data.
It's about connecting with people on a real level.
Remembering that behind every click, every website visit, there's a person with a need.
And for home service providers, that need is often pretty urgent.
A plumbing emergency, a broken heater in the middle of winter, people are turning to you for help. So if you can approach your marketing with empathy, with that genuine desire to help, it makes all the difference.
It's about building trust, being that reliable resource.
And ultimately, that's what leads to those long-term relationships, the repeat customers, the word-of-mouth referrals.
So digital marketing, it's not just about getting more leads. It's about building a community around your business.
Exactly. Connecting with people, making a positive impact.
Well said. Well, we've reached the end of our deep dive into digital marketing for home service providers. We hope you found it valuable and maybe even a little inspiring.
Remember, the digital world is always changing, but By embracing that change, by being willing to experiment and learn, you can achieve amazing things for your business.
So keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep. Thanks for joining us.